For this soundtrack, position yourself at the entrance of Norrgården and then go in while listening. The name Västerby means the village west of the church. We have documents that show that these buildings date from the 16th century. 5 separate farms existed here up until the land reached distribution in 1862. Today, 3 farms remain: Regnell's, Norrgården, which means the North Farm, and the privately owned Utegården, Outer Farm. This house of Norrgården was built in the 1850s, but ownership papers show that the farm's history stretches back to the 17th century. Perpendicular to the main residence is the overnight cottage where servants or guests were housed. Hälsingland's farmhouses are famous for their decorative porches. As you travel through the province, you notice that styles vary. To the north, there's a feeling of Rococo with rounded columns, whereas to the west, in Ovanåker, porches display finely carved woodwork and a variety of colors. Typical for Rengsjö and toward the coast are these fairly plain entrances with simple roofs and carved detail in the doors. Have a look at the overnight cottage with its carved sun door and imagine the work that went into making it. Right across from Norrgården is the bakery, also called Brystiga. This was the women's production center for baking, brewing, and cheese and butter making. We still use this building for baking, and if the store is open, you're welcome to peek in. Beside the bakery is the farm's old stable, which today is a workshop. At the far end is the many-holed outhouse. We might want privacy today for such a place, but in olden days, the outhouse was a social meeting place where, while you were sitting around anyway, you could relax and chat a while. Now it's time to enter Norrgården, if it's open.